The Obama administration is taking a second look at new Forest Service timber sales in roadless areas. As KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, the new directive announced yesterday requires prior approval by the Secretary of Agriculture before logging is allowed in roadless areas of national forests. In announcing the interim directive Thursday, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack said it would provide consistency and clarity that will help protect our national forests until a long-term roadless policy is developed. The new directive will apply to the national forest in Alaska, including the Tongass. There are 9.5 million acres of roadless areas within the Tongass National Forest. Of that, 2 million acres are available for timber harvest. Tongass National Forest spokesperson Phil Salmon says the directive doesn't mean all road building and timber harvest on roadless areas is off limits, but instead that there will be a higher level of scrutiny.
This interim directive doesn't necessarily stop a project just because it has the project boundaries and inventoried roadless area, but it does require this procedural oversight step to make sure that the work that's being done is actually something that's vitally necessary for a natural resource reason or some other specific objective that has to be met. So this is another step that is held at the Secretary's level.
Salmon says timber sales in roadless areas previously approved by the Forest Service will not be affected by the interim directive.
This directive only applies to projects that have not been decided. So any project that has had a signed decision and already been out to the public, those projects are not impacted at all.
The new directive is being praised by environmental groups who were hoping the Obama administration would make a break from Bush administration forest management policies. Juneau-based Earth Justice attorney Tom Waldo says the directive is great news for the Tongass.
The roadless areas are the heart and soul of the Tongass. These are the wild, natural places that people in this region love for hunting and fishing, recreation and tourism and subsistence.
Although Vilsack could conceivably approve timber sales in roadless areas while the directive is in place, Waldo believes that is unlikely.
We hope that this leads to a policy for protecting the roadless areas and not just a procedural review.
This is the latest chapter in an 8-year battle over protection of roadless areas in the country's national forest system. During the final days of his presidency, President Bill Clinton issued a sweeping rule that protected roadless areas from road building and timber harvests. After a series of court challenges and a change in direction on the part of the Bush administration, harvests in roadless areas have resumed. Alaska Forest Association Executive Director Owen Graham says it's too soon to tell if all Tongass roadless areas will once again be off limits for timber harvests. If that's the case, he says Southeast Alaska's already struggling industry will continue to shrink. Graham hopes the Obama administration will instead choose to stick with the most recent version of the Tongass Land Management Plan.
Hopefully they'll just look at this thing and understand that Alaska's unique just like some of the other states are and not impose their will on and put us further out of business.
The interim directive does not apply to Idaho. It will last for 1 year and can be renewed for an additional year. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.